Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. What is good, everybody? How we doing? Rolling on. On a Tuesday, 5 p.m., loaded. Final couple hours for you on the show today. Audio Vaults coming your way next here on the show. I'm asking you for your recommendations, your watch recommendations. I keep hearing that this show called The Americans is fantastic, and I think it's on, is it on Amazon, The Americans? I think it's on the on Amazon. Ryan Chavez, kind enough to tweet in right now, says watch Justified on Hulu. That is Ryan Chavez's recommendation. We will be watching Ozark tonight and offering a review of it tomorrow here on the show. All right? So that is something you guys can look forward to, and we can watch it together. Invite you to watch it alongside me here tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the show. Malkop texts into the show, and he says, "Band boy, you showed your ignorance and your female hysteria when you said death is automatic. It's not. Only less than half of 1% chance of dying if you catch it, dum-dum." No, sir. Actually, do your research. The coronavirus has a 4% fatality rate nationwide. It has an 11% fatality rate in Italy. And as of last check, it has a 1.7% fatality rate here, a number that is expected to climb and reach a peak within 2 weeks. So, sir, open your eyes. Don't criticize. Realize we must try to see eye to eye. Do your research before you come at me next time. So, you know, and he was responding to my response to a texter who said, you know, Mark, you're not going to take away my liberties. He wrote, give me liberty or give me death. And I said, if I give you all your liberties right now, there's going to be a bleep ton of deaths. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, right? Look, you know, this, our area where we do the show is a very, 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 let's be honest, it's a very Republican area, okay? Your president, our president, President Trump is shutting things down. So stop fighting it. Realize that both parties are all on board with doing the same thing, because the models show that if we do these things, we will have 100 to 200,000 deaths. Which is a ton. But if we don't do anything, we will have 2.2 million deaths. All right? So by doing what we're doing, we save over 2 million lives.
Listen, I don't want to get into an argument, because then your levels will peak and it'll be horrible and I can't fix it. So I just want to ask you a question, though.
Sure.
If you're told you have to stay at your house for 3 years, are you okay with that? I'm just asking. If you're told that, well, in 3 years, this thing is going to be done. It's going to be kicked. So you're going to have to stay at home for 3 years. No. But in 3 years, it's going to be okay. Because I can tell you, even if you're okay with it, there's a lot of people out there who won't be.
So here's what I think would happen, Lonzo, if that's what you're asking me. So Lonzo just said, Mark, if they told you you had to stay home for 3 years, would you be okay staying home for 3 years? Interestingly, Lonzo, I think you're one of the few that would be fine staying home for 3 years. I think what would happen if we had something like that is you would quarantine people in different parts of the globe where the disease was not present. That's what you would do, right?
So you would put them in containment camps or, you know, concentration camps. Is that what you're saying?
No, Lonzo. I'm talking about like the NBA playing in Vegas, right? You'd find a quarantine area where the disease is not present so you can continue your life. We have still counties in this country with very few cases. So what you do is you cure those few cases, then you bring other people to those counties, test everybody, and you establish quarantine zones. But the answer to your question, Lonzo, is no, I would damn sure not be okay doing this for 3 years. Is that the right answer?
That absolutely is the right answer, because I couldn't take 3 years of not seeing you. I just don't know how I could live my life.
Lonzo, if I have to go 2 more weeks without seeing you, I think I'm going to reach a whole new level of depression. And I think I'm going to have to, honestly. I think we're heading down that road. All right, taking your watch recommendations, I'm interested in The Americans on Amazon. Justified on Hulu has been recommended. A texter just now says that Ozark is the best show ever. And so we'll be watching it tonight, texter. We'll review it tomorrow on the show. And another texter says, let's see here. I got to bring it up. I'm coming around on this and doing my part, but in U.S. the death rate is 1.7 using CDC numbers, and that is only with confirmed cases. You know, there's a multiple of that not tested, and that would push the rate down by that multiple. Please stop using 4%. That's not a fair way to frame this. Texter, I've repeatedly said every time that the global death rate is 4%. The death rate in Italy is 11%. The death rate in Germany is 1%. The death rate here has been 1.7%. Okay? So that death rate, the problem is it's going up. It's going up. We have all these cases, and now what's happening are the results of all of these cases. Now more and more people are dying, right? And it's not just old people that are having problems with this as well. So I'm making it very, very clear, the numbers that I'm saying. I'm not, you know, when I say 4% death rate, I'm saying it's globally. Here, it's 1.7%. It was 1.2%, but it's growing. And that should be concerning to you. It's concerning to me, right? Very concerning to me. And it's concerning to me moving forward. And Lonzo wants to know, hey, Mark, if they tell you you got to be home for 3 years, would you be okay being home for 3 years? No, I wouldn't be okay being home for 3 years. We'd figure something out. You know, Lonzo, you and I would be up at the International Space Station together, brother. We'd figure it out, man. We'd make it happen. But 3 months, if it's that, is not 3 years. And so some things, certain levels, we have certain extremes, we have to be able to be okay with. We do. A texter says, I'll bet the 1918 flu wasn't a left-right issue. Ignorant folks being selfish. This is a humanity issue, and folks are really showing the lack of theirs. That's my favorite text that we've gotten so far. Texter, you didn't put your name in here. You didn't put your name in this, and if you would like me to say your name, I will, but that is the best text we've got. I'm going to say it one more time for effect. I'll bet the 1918 flu wasn't a left or right, Democrat or Republican issue. What we have are ignorant folks being selfish. This is a humanity issue, and folks are really showing the lack of theirs. You know, Governor McMaster talked about this, and he had to close down all the beaches and boatways and everything like that over the weekend because of what he was seeing in terms of people's behavior. You know, I have people on my Facebook page. I've got people on my Facebook page that where you click their little story, it shows them, like, with other people having adult beverages on boats in the last week. This isn't Diesel going out to fish on his own, okay? This is people on party boats in the last week drinking together. And what nobody understands is that that kind of behavior just presses the pause button on us being able to get back to the life that we know and love. All right?
I will remind you, if we're still in this position a year from now, of this conversation, because when it comes down to it, it really does come down to rights, and people will only stay in their homes for so long before they get restless enough to where they say, screw it, I'm going to do what I want to do. This isn't working. This isn't stopping. If I die, I die. Because when it comes down to freedoms are being freedoms are being infringed upon. No, freedoms are being infringed upon. This is supposed to be a free country, and we're all being told we have to stay in. Eventually, there is a certain amount of people who will not take that.
Lonzo, and in that case, you know what the president's going to do? He's going to shut it all down. And he's going to say, you don't have your rights anymore.
Right. He's going to enact martial law and see what happens after that. Then the country rises up and overthrows the government with militias and things like that. There's just, I mean, if you go to a certain degree, all these things are foreseen, they're planned for, all that kind of stuff in the Constitution. And rights are being taken away.
But you're
never going to win this argument. You think you are.
And I've maybe with won the argument.
No, maybe with a couple people you are. But again, I remind you, you forget where you are and where you live now.
I have been right on this. I have been ahead of the curve from the beginning. And now people are realizing we've had texters. I know who the texter is who said he's coming around to this. He was so far against it at the beginning. Folks, you could see where this was going. Now, we've got Darth Chosen saying on Twitter, pretty sure Mark Ryan on air just let it slip that he's not a Republican. Don't let them hear you. They don't like us here. Darth, here's what I would say to you. I am registered under neither party, okay? I have voted Republican. I have voted Democrat. Just like I was in high school, I don't subscribe to any clique, okay? I make an informed decision, and I do not allow myself to be swayed or hedged into either party. Okay? I try to look at things reasonably. Now,
see, I don't think you get where I'm trying to go with this. What I'm asking, Mark, is at what point is it too much for you? How many months, how many years would it take before you would finally go, you know what, they're wrong? I get a couple months, I get a couple weeks, but is there a point to you where you'll realize, hey, this isn't getting fixed, they need to come up with something else?
Okay, so here's the thing, Lonzo, and I love the conversation, I really, really do, and I appreciate your passion for it, I do. To our listeners, I'm not sitting here saying, oh gosh, Lonzo, would you just shut up? No, I really... Like, this will be one of my favorite segments of the show. So Lonzo's question is, how long will I put up with the way that we're having to live right now before I say, the hell with all these rules, I'm going to do what I'm going to do? Lonzo, if this extended toward the end of the year, I think what we would start doing is we would start figuring other ways to do things, i.e. going to a secured place, i.e. if you ever saw the movie Castaway, the island that Tom Hanks was on in Castaway, where a bunch of people could live and the virus doesn't exist there, and you test everybody every single day, right? And that's what you do. So the answer is, Lonzo, no, I wouldn't be okay with you keeping me inside forever. But temporarily, Lonzo, I think you should be okay with it too, are you not?
No, obviously I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with being told what to do. But you know, we can have this argument every day, and it it will just get old, and we're supposed to be entertaining and talk about other things. That's why I've kept my mouth shut, and the fact that I wasn't here last week. But I was outside. There's going to be a lot of pasty people around who will not go outside into the sunlight, and that's going to lead to a whole different kind of sickness.
We got vampires going on here, man. What's going on?
Mark, don't get pasty, man.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get pasty, brother. I'm trying. My dad texts in and says, Lonzo, in a year we will have a vaccine. So your three-year theory is kind of blown out of the water here. Let's see. Let's check out
the
text.
I love your dad, but he can't guarantee that would happen. Hopefully we have a vaccine tomorrow and this whole thing is over. I mean, I'd love that. That would be great.
Yeah. Well, Lonzo, that's my point of debate right now, right, is that they give the people the vaccine, and then they wait to see if those people die over the next 12 months to 18 months. But if you're like me, I'll just take the vaccine now, and I'll take the risk that I die. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think the risk is very high that I would die, so give me the vaccine now, and I'll roll the dice and see if it can be tolerated by human beings. And so they're not, you know, they've got the vaccine, but they're testing the vaccine right now. And because of an abundance of caution, which is what they always do, we can't get the vaccine for 12 to 18 months. But this is a different time, brother. This is a whole different deal. Like, my point is, how about, why don't you give us the vaccine and whatever happens, happens. Okay? Like, let us have the vaccine, please. All right, let's check on the text line here. I still love that guy texting about the lack of humanity. Mark, I feel like you and I have some of the same tastes and really think you will love Ozark. You'll be hooked after a couple of episodes. Brother, can't wait. Stay tuned for the review coming your way tomorrow. Seeking freedom isn't ignorant and doesn't show a lack of humanity. Sheltering in place must be voluntary. No, it doesn't, sir. The president can tell you to do whatever you want. You know, believe what you want, but there are some countries who had more draconian methods of shutting down where you weren't allowed to leave your place under any circumstances, and they had food brought up to them in buckets. And those countries did a lot better at getting rid of this than we have thus far. Mark, a libertarian, if I had to guess, Mark, either shut it down or don't. Just get it over with. Stop this slow roll crap. And Lonzo has a great point. So, Lonzo, you have a fan there. There won't be an uprising, a texter says. See, Lonzo, there's the thing. I'm Ron Burgundy. I will read whatever's on the teleprompter, so I'm going to do that here. There won't be an uprising when all the rednecks die because my liberties are more important than society as a whole. That's from a texter.
See, that's funny because you're pigeonholing anyone who disagrees you into a class.
Please don't say. No, you,
all right, I'm not talking about you. All right, I'm talking about the texter is pigeonholing a certain class of people because they don't agree with what their opinion is, and that's akin to racism when you're saying, well, you don't believe like I do, so you are this. No, that's not true. You know. More than likely, we're all a little bit right and a little bit wrong. The answer lies somewhere in the middle. We're not going to find it. Hopefully, a lot of people smarter than us that are working on this will get this thing taken care of, get it over with in a couple weeks, and we can just forget about it.
See, the problem with the people saying, my liberties, you're infringing upon my liberties. You don't have the liberty to go out and make other people sick by spreading the virus. You don't have the liberty to do that. All right. We have the liberty to make decisions for the greater good. And we elect our leaders so that they have the rights to be able to do that. Right.
But again, eventually, if a people decides that the leaders are not acting on what they want, those people will rise up and overthrow those leaders. That is an eventuality if things go to a certain degree. Hopefully it doesn't get there.
I understand all that. I understand all that. But, you know, I also have an issue with the constitutionalists out there who consistently go back to a document hundreds of years old when, you know, like, how long are we supposed to live by a document if current life doesn't show us that picture anymore? You know, I mean, we lived in a country where slavery was okay. It was an accepted practice. All right. We learned over a period of time that that's a horrible thing to do to people. Right. So it was accepted and now it's no longer it's accepted and it should never have been accepted. You know, like I understand the spirit of the Constitution, but those people that are holding to the letter of the law of the Constitution hundreds of years later, I have an issue there. I do. Let's see. A check on the text line. People our age are 100% losing their jobs for something that for people under 70 has a 0.2% chance of hurting you. When it comes to feeding our kids, most all of us would take that chance. Millions are losing their livelihoods. It won't be long at all before they won't tolerate longer. That's what the texter says. So it has a 0.2% chance of killing you, texter. But by you being out and about, it has a 100% chance of killing 2 million more people in this country. So you can either kill 100 to 200,000 people, or you can kill 2.2 million people. You make the decisions as to what's going to happen here with your behavior. Make the right choice, all right? Texter says, I think you're both correct to an extent, but I will say there are a ton of people around here who have the same view as Lonzo. They feel it's a free country and do not like being told what to do. And a texter says China had the lockdown and had worse numbers. Show me those worse numbers. You know, I don't know that we can trust anything that we're seeing out here today in terms of numbers from China. I don't trust that at all, honestly. A texter says, I would normally agree with Lonzo about this, but he doesn't. like Tiger King, so his opinion can't be trusted. Next texter says, thank you, Lonzo. You get it, man. Next texter says, people worried about getting sick have the liberty to shutter their lives. The Constitution is how we fix slavery. We passed an amendment. All known, sir. All known and understood. I'm just saying that we have the right as people to amend things to fit the current day and age. I don't think it's wise to just hold on to a piece of paper from 100 years ago and say, this is going to serve as the letter of the law till the end of time.
You know, Mark, there are other countries that you could move to, and then you wouldn't have to worry about being beholden to that old piece of paper. You go to Canada. It's not that far away, Mexico.
By the way, Lonzo, I love Canada. I love Canada.
You would.
I love the Canadian folk. I love Mexico.
Go join the Mounties. I could see you as a Canadian Mountie.
I've joined them. And there's other countries that we can kick your ass out to if you don't fall in line with what the president is trying to do real fast. All right? So you make the decision.
Stop being so violent and go to break.
All right. We got the Audio Vault coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're pleased right now to be joined by the lead analyst of Monday Night Football and somebody that I worked with at CBS Radio in Tampa Bay on Booger and Ryan. Booger McFarland joins us right now on the show. And I'll tell you what, you look at the NFL season this year, I hate predictability. The NFL is wide open. I hate same old, same old. The NFL this season is giving us brand new stars that are blossoming before our eyes. I hate vanilla. I've never seen as much differentiation in the style of offense as employed today and the wide open nature of the play calling. The NFL, the product the NFL is putting out there, I find electric this year. Booger joins us right now, man. Long time no talk. You doing all right?
I'm doing great, Mark Ryan. As always, I love the lead-ins. They were always well thought out and used a lot of big words that most people can't understand.
You know, we got a host now at the station, Booger, that does that even more so than I do, man. But it's great to have you on. How's Little Buddy doing?
Little Buddy is doing really well. I'm actually on my way to pick Little Buddy up from school, man.
What is he up to? Is he still little, Booger?
Well, I mean, he's only 8, but he's about 5'100" now. So, but he's still little.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, I know we talked about him a lot back when we worked back in the day, and I'm glad. Is he? You think he's going to follow in your footsteps?
You know what, man? It really doesn't matter to me. I tell my kids this, man: just grow up and be successful. I don't care what you do. He plays soccer. Does flag football. I make my daughter do a lot of different things. I just want my kids to be active and to realize they have choices to be whatever they want to be, man. Daddy had to play football. because I was good at it. And I used that to graduate from college and going to do other things. So all is well with me, man.
Good, good stuff. If I had one draft pick and I'm starting a new team in the NFL and I can take any player off any team, Booger, I want Russell Wilson. Prove me wrong.
Well, technically I can't, because I think that you can't go wrong with Russell Wilson. He's one of a kind. Some people would say get Lamar Jackson. Some people would say, a guy like Julio Jones. But from a leadership standpoint, from a standpoint of a guy that's going to be clutch, when you just look at a model athlete for your organization, it's always going to do the right thing and say the right thing. You know what? As much as I love to disagree with you, Mark, I can't.
Hey, we played earlier in the show, Booger, remember the All You Do Is Win segment that we had with Florida and Florida State, and you and I broke the Bud Light sign in the studio? Remember that?
Exactly.
You remember that back in the
day? All right, I got to jump in here because I got to know, did you break the Bud Light sign with Mark Ryan's head? Please tell me that's what you did.
He tried, Booger. He tried.
No, but there's nothing more enjoyable that I could have done with that sign than to break the sign on his head. But fortunately or unfortunately, depending on which side you're on, I thought better of that.
All right, Booger, this is Lonzo, by the way. I've worked with Mark for 10 months now. At what point did you get where you wanted to break that sign with his head? Because I'm pretty close to being there now.
Listen, I got there on day 3, and then between day 3 and probably day 90, I needed therapy. And then once I got to day 90, I was kind of settled into who he was and what he was going to be. And it was kind of like oil and water, man. We just learned to go around each other.
We certainly did. Booger McFarland, Monday Night Football, joining us here on the show. When is Jerry Jones going to stop dragging Jason Garrett around by the collar, Booger? I mean, I don't know any other coach in the NFL that would be okay with that.
Well, here's the thing, is that some coaches are very comfortable in their own skin, and they don't need to have all the spotlight and limelight. Jason Garrett's an Ivy League guy. He's very comfortable. He's smart. He realizes that coaching football is probably not going to be the last thing for him. And he's very comfortable allowing Jerry to be out front and do the post-game press conferences and have the radio interviews. And, if there's a comment to be made about the team, he's very comfortable. And regardless of what he says, Jerry's going to have the last say. And I think that's the reason why, along with Jason, has been somewhat successful. The Cowboys were in the postseason. Have they won championships? No. But I think ultimately Jerry has to have a coach that is going to allow him to be this version of Jerry. He doesn't want to be the version of Jerry with Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells. And so I think as long as Jerry wants to be in the forefront, then Jason Garrett's going to be there.
What would you do with Cam Newton heading into next season if you're the Carolina Panthers?
That's a tough question.
It is.
I think Cam's better days are behind him, but are you really sold on Kyle Allen being your quarterback going forward for the next 5 years? If you were 100% sold on Allen, then you move on from Cam Newton. But I'm of the opinion I need to see a bigger body of work. It's kind of like you go out and you date a girl for, 6 to 9 months, and you're like, okay, I want to spend the rest of my life with her. Most people normally don't get engaged until they've been with someone probably a couple of years.
Well, speak for yourself, Booger. I did otherwise when I was in Tampa. So speak for yourself, okay?
Well, that's the reason. You stole my point. That's the reason I'm getting to this analogy, because I know you. And if I know Mark Ryan, you're ready to get rid of Cam Newton and marry Kyle Allen, and away we go. But fortunately for most people in life, it doesn't happen that way. So it just depends on what the Panthers want to do. I'm not in that organization. I know this. I think Cam Newton has had one really spectacular year in his career, and that was 2015 when he won the MVP. Other than that, he's pretty much been the same. A big athletic quarterback that can make some plays scrambling that's largely inaccurate. And so it would be a lot easier for me to move on from that than it would be to stay with him.
Booger McFarland, Monday Night Football, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. In a movie on Antonio Brown's life, what actor plays Antonio?
Wow. How about a young Wesley Snipes?
Oh, there you go. There you go. So you think he's got the volatility to pull that off?
Well, volatility, looks, demeanor. I just remember some of the things that Wesley Snipes did in Blade and New Jack City. I think we could really get a well-rounded Antonio Brown going there.
Why'd you roll your eyes? Because it's a comic book movie. You referenced the comic book movie, yeah. So you have no idea what Blade is.
No idea. I have no idea what it is. My producer's a comic book nerd, so I'm rolling my eyes at him. I have no idea what it is. But Wesley Snipes, you tell me. I think that's a good fit, man. Was that the guy in White Men Can't Jump?
Really? You don't know who Wesley Snipes is? Yes, he was in White Man Can't Jump.
That's the guy in White Man Can't Jump, right?
I'm disgusted. I'm going to walk out of this room.
All right.
Google Wesley Snipes, and probably the first thing that's going to come up is tax evasion. And so you're going to have to scroll down a little bit to get to the movies.
There you go. A listener, Corey Wells, wants to know, Booger, how Josh Gordon is going to work out in Seattle.
I think he'll be fine. I think at this point in Josh Gordon's career, he just wants consistency and stability. He thought he had it with the Patriots. Unfortunately, Bill decided to move on. Seattle is a great organization. Like, if you told me, other than New England, I could put Josh Gordon in one system and one organization for the next couple years, and I had to bet some of my money that he would thrive and be okay, it would be Seattle. So I think he's in a really, really good spot. And hopefully the chemistry between me and Russell Wilson can continue to grow, because he had two big third down conversions for them the other night. And I tell you, Mark, if you want to look at a receiver out of uniform and say, that's what I want my prototypical receiver to look like, I mean, Josh Gordon is 6'3". He's 215. He doesn't have a six-pack. He's got like 9 abs. I'm like, that's going to be impossible. Like, it's unreal how he's built, man.
And the fact that they have that guy and DK Metcalf on the same team, man, there's got to be some rule against that. You can only have a maximum of 13 abs per two wide receivers, right? It's too complete. That shouldn't even be allowed right now, man. What do you got, Lonzo?
All right, so I'm a Chiefs fan, and I want to know, do you think, is there any way they can fix this defense, patch it up enough to do something in the playoffs this year?
Well, here's the issue with the defense, is that you had Bob Sutton, who was the coordinator last year. You fired him, and now you bring in Steve Spagnuolo, and all of a sudden the defense is supposed to be fixed. You pay Honey Badger $14 million, and I'm not really a lot of bad in your buck. Long-winded answer, no. I think ultimately if the Chiefs are going to get where they want to go, they're going to have to lean on Patrick Mahomes and McCoy and Williams and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. If they can't outscore you, it's going to be tough for them, I think, to go deep into the playoffs.
Booger McFarland joining us, Monday Night Football, my former co-host at CBS Radio in Tampa Bay. Let's end this today, Booger, with some rapid-fire questions. What's the worst thing that ever happens to you in this new position as analyst at Monday Night Football? Angry fans?
I could care less about the angry fans, just like I could care less about the ones who are happy. My job is to go out and just be me. The worst thing that could happen, I've literally been in the middle of a drive where a team is going on a 12-play drive, and I got to use the bathroom. And I'm not talking about, like, number one. I got to do number two. And, like, that's an uncomfortable feeling. When, you know, it's a 30-yard pass, and Joe's like, wow. And the producer's like, hey, what camera look you want? And I'm like, yeah, you don't really want to know right now.
So when that happened, you just pray for the commercial break? Hey, somebody call a timeout. Is that what we're doing?
Timeout, hold it, offside, penalty, something. And I just tell Joe, hey, you got to vamp, man. Like give me 30, 45 seconds, because usually we have a bathroom in the booth. So I just need like 45 seconds to knock the edge off, and I can come back to sleep.
Man,
you said rapid fire. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about rapid fire.
I've never seen rapid fire work like that before. All right, Booger, what's it like having a makeup person?
You know what? I'm accustomed to that because we have one in the studio. I really don't use the makeup lady. She's always on me about my head shining because I don't have any hair up top. And so she's constantly coming over, dusting, and I'm like, and I'm kind of shooing her off like she's a fly. And so her and I always get back. I'm like, come on, like literally, We're on TV for 4 minutes every Monday, and you're putting powder on my head? Like, for what?
Get out of my face. Last year in the Boogermobile, what was the coldest temperature you were subjected to?
It was probably Buffalo. I had, I want to say that I ordered some socks from Amazon, some like insulated socks, because I needed them, and my feet still got cold. Just because when you're outside, and your listeners will know this, once you get cold, like, it's hard to warm back up, and literally took me an hour to warm back up.
So did you ever have a game last year, Booger, when they were doing that experiment? And I really like that they have you back in the booth now. I'm sure you do as well. Where you said to them, guys, this ain't working. This negative 11 degrees outside, that's not for me.
Nah, because you know me, man. Like I'm of the belief that if you give me some ingredients, regardless of whether I like them or not, I'll figure out how to cook a meal that tastes pretty good. I've learned to work with what I've been given for a long time. And so even though it wasn't the greatest system or the greatest setup, man, I was on Monday Night Football, where if you know where I started. I started doing local radio in Tampa, talking about the lightning and the red line and offsides. And I'm not talking about the name of your show either. I'm talking about offsides in hockey. So I was very fortunate to be where I was, and I was really, really humble. Now, with that being said, I knew that I could do a better job if given a bigger platform. And, you know, fortunately for me, they thought the same.
He doesn't understand what dressing is for Thanksgiving. He does stuffing. And he doesn't do turkey for Thanksgiving. He does ham. I imagine we got it. Look, we had the Madden drumsticks. They had some mutant turkey for like 30 years, Booger, that had like 45 legs on it.
Turducken.
We got to have a Booger ham for Thanksgiving, right? Come on.
Well, just to correct you, you had it reversed. I don't do stuffing. I do dressing.
Okay.
And you're right. You're right. I do love the ham. And so there's nothing wrong with the hog, man. Like, you can have all the turkey you want. Like, if you grew up in the South, the hog is like, what is it? The hog is like caviar to rich people. Like, most people, you know, most rich people have no idea what caviar tastes like. They just know that caviar is synonymous with being rich. Like, the hog is synonymous with being from the South. That's the way I look at it.
More annoying, Booger, Joe Tessitore or Mark Ryan?
By a landslide, it's Mark Ryan.
And that's all he's got, folks. That's all he's got. Booger, it's been too long. And I want to let you know, man, on a personal note, I'm so proud of you, man. And watching Monday Night Football, man, I get fired up each and every week for Monday Night Football because I know I get to see you doing your thing, and I can see the happiness shining off that powdered head of yours. All right? I'm proud of you, man.
Mark, as always, I appreciate it. I enjoyed our time together, and I see you. You've gone from Houston, now you're in South Carolina. And one thing that's always remained constant is your love for doing not just radio, but good radio. So keep doing your thing, man. Tone down the big words and just be more relatable to your audience, and I think you'll be fine.
Hey, man. Good catching up with you, Boog, man. Continued success, man. Take care.
Always. Miss you, pal. Later.
All right, buddy. Booger McFarland of Monday Night Football.
By the way, next time you criticize me on how I talk, I'm going to remind you what Booger said.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Lonzo. Can you see why that was, and I didn't even know it at the time, and this is my regret. You know how like people say you don't know what you got till it's gone? Can you see why that working with him was the highlight of my career? Like the highlight. And can you see how we had so much fun together? I'm going to say something somewhat off color right now. On Wednesday afternoons at 6 p.m., we would do a segment that Booger created, and it was called What Brothers Don't Do. Okay? And it was all things from him that, in his opinion, black people didn't do. Right?
Go out when it's cold.
Right. And I was thinking about that when he was talking about being in Buffalo. One of them, he said, brothers don't do the beach. Brothers don't go to the beach. And we had a call one time, and this woman called Booger, and she said, hey, holla at me sometimes, Boog. And I in that segment, Lonzo, I played the clueless white guy. And I said to the caller, why would he holler at you when he can just speak to you in a reasonable volume? That doesn't even make any sense. So we just had so much fun together. That guy challenged me. That guy pushed me in ways that I've never been pushed before. And it was a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun getting to work with him.
Out of all the guests that we've had on, he is by far the least nervous of it. I'm not nervous talking to him at all, man. That was great.
Well, you can imagine so cool. He's on in front of 20 million people each week. Why would he be nervous being on with us?
I'm talking about I wasn't nervous talking to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been a little bit nervous talking to everybody else, but you've described him perfectly, and I wonder if you had colored the situation and the friendship and all that kind of stuff, and I can tell you didn't. So I mean that's really cool that your boys with a guy like that that's made it so far, and he's on Monday Night Football. I mean that's a revered spot, and that is so cool.
I mean, and isn't it something, Lonzo, to have worked with a guy like that, and then the guy that you worked with is at the number one spot in all of sports media. Right? I mean, how blessed and how fortunate am I? And I'll tell you guys, I'll be real with you. There was like towards the end of our time working together, he started doing work with the SEC Network. And there was a period of time where I was a little bit jealous. Like, man, gosh, he's on the SEC Network and I'm not. And then I saw his star rise and I knew how legitimate he was. And I knew not only did he know his stuff, but also that he was damn hilarious to work with. And why we worked so well, the reason we worked and the reason why we became number one in Tampa is because I was the first guy that he worked with willing to punch him back. I punched him back and we were the most odd couple you've ever seen in your life. Here you had a guy and me born in Syracuse, New York, you know, uppity like he says, using big words. And I was paired with a football playing Louisiana country boy. And together, the oil and water of he and I just worked, man. It just worked like you heard in that interview.
Hey, do you think we have time to go get barbecue during the break? I want barbecue all of a sudden.
Man, me too.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the world of live radio, folks. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon has this viral hashtag right now called Quarantine a Movie. So you take a movie title and you put it through the quarantine filter. Okay, this is hilarious, folks. So I'm going to give you some of the ones that we've seen. Then I'm going to ask you for the best of yours. All right? And Lonzo, we still have the capability to do a listener host the show, right? Between now and the end of today's show, the best quarantine a movie from you, that comes in. You'll get to host a segment of this show coming up this Friday if you'd like to, okay? So the best quarantine movie title sent via the text line, sent via Twitter, or via the phone lines, 1-844-477-3776. Will, between now and 7 p.m., the best one gets to host their own segment of the show. Here are some that I've seen online, and then Lonzo and I are going to share with you our own. Fat and Furious. As opposed to the Fast and the Furious. Fat Bueller's Year. All right. Goodwill for as opposed to Zoolander, we now have Zoomlander, Lonzo, because everyone's doing their meetings by Zoom. When Harry stood 6 feet away from Sally. Oh, planes, trains, and all. Here's a great one. Nobody's coming to America. I'm laughing at our own demise here. This is awful. Love Actually meet Gloves Actually. Harry Potter in the Chamber of Isolation. The Devil Wears Pajamas. The Social Distancing Network. And then finally, an all-timer, Don't Stand By Me. Lonzo, I got to tell you, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Quarantine a movie is the hashtag. How can you guys best quarantine a movie? Best one gets to host a segment of this show Friday at 4:55 p.m. You become the host. We'll customize an intro for you as well. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. Instead of Get Out, I don't know if you saw that movie a couple years ago, Get Out, Stay In.
I like it. I like it. Any others?
Told me to have one. You said just to have one, so I only have one.
Okay. Well, I'm working with do the minimum guy here, ladies and gentlemen. Do the minimum guy today.
Well, okay. I think if someone said, hey, have three, I might have had three. I'm just saying.
Okay. Folks, the best one that comes in gets to host a segment of this show between now and the end of the show. I have a few for you, Lonzo, that are Mark Ryan creations. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Are you ready? Okay. Here we go, Lonzo. Thelma and Disease, as opposed to Thelma and Louise. Groundhog Year. Butch Cassidy and the COVID Kid. Jurassic Park would be an improvement. And then finally, Disinfect Toy Story.
All right, I got to say, Thelma and Disease is my favorite.
Thelma and Disease is his favorite, is the favorite from Lonzo. Can you guys beat those? Can you beat those? Can you beat any of the ones that I just came up with? I was thinking about those in my head during the Booger McFarlane interview. Can you guys quarantine a movie? Hashtag quarantine a movie. Take a movie title, quarantine it, and spit it out. On this particular show, via the text line 71307, start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Via Twitter, at Mark Ryan on Air, that's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, or via the phone lines. All right, Mark Ryan, via the phone lines, Mark Ryan, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Quarantine a movie with us, will you? And we will get to your quarantine movie. You might just be able to host a segment of this show. That and so much more in Either Or is coming your way next as we will continue to get to your quarantine movies here on Offsides ESPN Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.